On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Emma Waters joins us for our Friday Heritage Foundation update. Emma, always appreciate the time you take to bring us to stories really relevant to our audience.
Absolutely, Steve. I always look forward to chatting with you all.
Well, dailysignal.com, as per norm, we're going to head there for an article by Virginia Allen. The article is, What's the Right U.S. Response to Mass Killings of Christians in Africa? A new report calls for real action. And actually, I mean, we're not going to get much into this, but people with varying ideas of what the U.S. response should be. But more importantly, let's go to the article, Emma, and bring people up to speed on not only what the president has said about what's happening in Africa, but just what's happening in general. A lot of folks, I think, may think of what they're hearing as something new, but it really is not. But let's just educate the listener and bring them up to speed.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're right. Since 2009, over 50,000 Christians have been killed for their faith in Nigeria. And some of the more staggering numbers that we've seen in 2025 alone, just since the beginning of this year, it's estimated that 7,000 Christians have been killed by Islamic terrorists, Islamic extremists, really. And so this is a massive, perhaps one of the largest spots of true religious persecution taking place around the world today. One of the things that I thought was so striking in the Daily Signal article is they pointed out that oftentimes with religious liberty concerns, religious freedom concerns, persecution globally, it can feel like such a foreign concept or a foreign problem. It's so far removed from our context here in America that it can almost be hard to wrap our minds around the gravity of this situation. And notably, when President Trump was in office in 2016, he also designated Nigeria a country of concern because of the immense amounts of religious persecution and killings against Christians. When President Biden was elected, he lifted that categorization of Nigeria. And now that President Trump is back in office and the murders have continued, he is now designating Nigeria a country of concern once again to really raise awareness about what's going on there. And when it comes to the response, while there are many people who have been commenting on this issue, President Trump has been very firm that if the Nigerian government does not take serious steps to rectify the situation, that at a minimum, funding and support that the United States sends Nigeria will be removed, and that the Department of War could even go in guns a-blazing, as he said, to address the situation.
Yeah, which is going to be, you know, something that Christians and non-Christians, left and right, will all have their thoughts on. You know, one of the things I really did want to draw the Christian listener into is the opportunity to reach out, regardless of your thoughts on, you know, politically what's happening in Nigeria. These are brothers and sisters that are dying by the thousands. And again, just to give some kind of geography and better understanding, I mean, I don't know if they're calling it a civil war, but what I'm reading in Nigeria specifically is that the north is controlled by, you know, radical Muslims, Islamists, that the terrorist groups that they want to drive the Christians out of the region and continue to push to create a separate nation governed by Islamic law. Our listeners may not realize 51% of Nigerians are Christians. Now, predominantly, that would be in the south part of Nigeria, where the north part would be where, you know, a lot of the killings are happening amongst the Christians, or, you know, the extremists are killing Christians. And all kinds of things really need to be happening, and we can be praying. A lot of the information I'm getting is from Persecution voiceofthemartyrs.com, the website for Voice of the Martyrs. They've actually, right on the homepage there, you'll find a map of the areas of the world that experience heavy persecution of Christians, and you can find Nigeria, click on it, and get in detail information on what's going on there and what the need is. Actually, Voice of the Martyrs, they're supporting the widows there who've lost their husbands in Islamic attacks, and trains, and you know, they equip pastors in the north that are in the really in the heat of the battle there. But they also provide Bibles and New Testaments and Christian discipleship literature to believers. So this is a real thing. You can read about, you know, how it's impacting the headlines in the article at thedailysignal.com. And to find out how you can go ahead, Emma.
Oh, the one thing I was going to say is, speaking of the coalition around this, I think one of the most fascinating developments has been that rapper Nicki Minaj, a very big rapper, a female rapper in the United States, for those who aren't familiar, who is not a Christian and is not someone who's really engaged politically, she has actually been openly tweeting in support of President Trump for raising awareness about the persecution of Christians in Nigeria. And so she's now working with the ambassador of Nigeria, potentially, and using her platform to really elevate this issue into not simply a partisan concern, but a national concern. And so I've actually been very encouraged to see very unexpected figures using their voice and platform to raise awareness for this issue. And if rappers like Nicki Minaj can start doing that, I'm really hopeful to see others who will start engaging in this space.
Right. I appreciate you sharing that. Yeah, I'd actually heard of her involvement. And, you know, it's just an encouragement to see God can use anyone, including you and I, and an opportunity, again, through the website at persecution.com. They are bringing relief efforts. But, you know, the other thing is to, and we did on the KLYT Facebook page, share stories like this that you find both at Daily Signal and then actually the page from Voice of the Martyrs at persecution.com. You can share that information on your social media and or go find it on ours and share it from there. But the more that people are aware, the more that there is hopefully voices that are speaking to our nation's leaders, and there's more people who are praying, sending words of encouragement and resources to, you know, help bring some relief from what is happening in Africa. And Emma, as always, appreciate the work done at the Heritage Foundation. For those not familiar with the Heritage Foundation, heritage.org, you know, if you could briefly bring them up to speed and what they'll find if they simply go to that site.
If you go to that site, you will find fearless conservatives covering every major issue in national and state politics, from social issues to foreign policy and beyond. So it's a mix of everything from incredible events you can join via live stream to policy papers and op-eds from one of the most courageous most courageous policy think tanks in the United States.
Yeah, agreed. And the content we shared with you today, again, that's from an article by Virginia Allen at the Daily Signal, dailysignal.com, another site you certainly want to check out. And just do a search for Virginia or the headline, "What's the Right U.S. Response to Mass Killings of Christians in Africa?" Emma, thanks again for your time. Have a great weekend and look forward to catching up with you again real soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.